Thanks for joining us on the Cultured Meat and Future Food Show. We're excited to have Anita Brelux as the guest for today's episode. Anita Brelux is the inspiration behind SVCMS, the organization behind the Cultured Meat Symposium, and this very podcast. Including being fellow co-founders and occasional podcast co-host, Anita is also my wife. So this episode is extra special to me in more ways than one. More importantly, Anita is a mission-driven entrepreneur and the founder and CEO of Biletic Inc., a cellular agriculture startup focused on creating high-performance protein. Anita has a background in biotechnology and bioprocess engineering, and she has previously worked on developing optical clearing techniques of skeletal muscles for multiphoton microscopy for medical purposes at the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg in Germany. You may have heard Anita co-host this podcast before, including a previous episode with Ospen and on the New Harvest Fellowship Series. This time, Anita is in the guest seat and we had a great conversation. So let's jump right in. Thanks for joining us on the Cultured Meat and Future Food Show. We're excited to have Anita Brelux as the guest for today's episode. Now, typically I would open up by saying, Anita, welcome to the show. But Anita, you are in many ways part of every single episode because you are the one that's behind the scenes. And so with that, I guess I'll officialize it and welcome you by saying, Anita, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alex. And yes, I'm very excited to be an official guest on the Cultured Meat and Future Food podcast.
And this is episode 94, maybe 93, 94. I guess maybe one thing that I can really say is that we actually haven't had anybody else that's part of the SVCMS team or podcast team or background on the show. And I think that for that reason, we're here for a very special episode to talk about Biletic Foods. Tell us about your background. And it's, again, funny asking this because I am so familiar with your background. But Anita, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and introduce yourself.
Sure. So my name is Anita Brelux, as you already said, and my background is in bioprocess engineering, and I am also the founder and CEO of Biletic Foods, which is a startup based in Davis, California. My story began when I was little. I was growing up on a farm in Germany, and every year, some of you might know that story, but every year my family had two cows that were standing in our backyard, and we always got them in the spring, and I became friends with them during the summer. And then in the fall was time to always slaughter these cows. And one year my parents took me to the slaughtering, and I became sad about that. And I was very confused of why we would eat those cows, and I didn't understand anything anymore. So I became vegetarian really early on when I didn't even know what a vegetarian was, because in my village, nobody else was vegetarian. So I became vegetarian and I lived vegetarian for many years. And eventually I studied bioprocess engineering, and someday I came across an article. I think it was probably something about the Mark Post burger. And I thought, this is so cool. Like, I'm studying bioprocess engineering and there's this thing called cellular agriculture, maybe I can get involved with that. So that's really when I started trying to find every information that I can on the topic, and I started looking into cellular agriculture, and that's when I also started talking with you and Cyrus and Yuri and Florine from our team, and I told you guys about cultured meat and cellular agriculture, and everyone got very excited.
And you are really the inspiration for our team to pursue cultured meat, pursue cellular agriculture. And we often tell the story, but maybe you can shed some light on what we were doing when we were meeting those late nights and strategizing.
Right. So everyone was very excited, and we immediately decided, let's create a cultured meat company. And then quickly we realized that maybe we should first learn more about the industry and think about what this would entail. And that's when we started doing research. And what we had to realize was that there wasn't that much information actually out there. Of course, we found Isha with New Harvest and all the awesome work that New Harvest is doing. And then that was just around the time when the Good Food Institute got started. And we also were trying to see, is there any event in the area where we can go to meet more people? And then we also realized there are no events on cultured meat specifically, other than the Mark Post event in Maastricht. That's more a scientific event. But other than that, there were not any other events or anything happening yet. That was even before GFI announced a Good Food Conference. And so we thought about, okay, how can we actually get into this industry and meet other people? And that's when we had the idea of this podcast. So we started reaching out to different people in the industry, Paul Shapiro and another couple of people, Dan Lining.
Oh, yeah, it was Dan Lining, actually. And what's funny, both Paul Shapiro and Dan Lining, we had on the show before they went on to create the Better Meat Co. and also Meatable, two very successful companies in the space. Not both cultured meat companies, but two kind of big players in alternative protein.
Right. And really from there, we started getting connected to pretty much everyone in the field. And we also then decided, that was back in 2018, early 2018, that we would host a panel, like a meetup style event in San Francisco. And we were expecting maybe like 10, 15 people to show up. And to our surprise, I think we had 80 people show up at that panel discussion. And that was a panel with Ron Shigeta and Robert Yeaman. And who else was on there?
I think Liz Speck from the Good Food Institute.
Liz Speck was on there. And anyways, it was way bigger than we expected. So that showed us, okay, there's a lot of demand for people to meet. And that really was the origin story then what led us to create the Cultured Meat Symposium. And this year, we're hosting it for the fourth year already.
That's right. And I think it was even before we were inspired to create that in-person event, which we thought just a few people would show up and we really ended up filling the space. But before we even did that, we did host a happy hour. And do you remember who came to that happy hour?
It was only you and me and then the co-founders of what is now Mission Barnes, so Eaton and David.
Right. And so Eaton and David, they were at the table and we're like, oh, well, what do you guys do? What do we do? And we mentioned we're starting this podcast and they're like, oh, that's cool. You know, I've heard of Paul Shapiro and that kind of thing. I think Eaton or David might have said that. And they're like, we just left a company and we're starting a new company and we're thinking about calling it Mission Barnes. And here we are today, again, another huge player in the alternative protein space. It is really crazy to think how much these companies have accomplished in so little time. But yeah, I mean that's a really good view into how a lot of our work started. And I think the goal was to always branch off and identify how we can support the industry. And it really wasn't through creating just another cultured meat company or a company that has a supporting technology. Tell us a little bit about how you started envisioning what has now become Biletic Foods.
So as you mentioned, so we've been watching the alternative protein space and more specifically the cellular agriculture industry very closely over the last 5 years or so. And yeah, up to now we were focused on bringing the community together and enable everyone to work on these challenges together and really create a space for people to meet each other and find collaborators and drive the industry forward. I always, since the very first day that I started talking to you and the rest of the team, I always did have a vision to do more. And I wanted to be part of the picture and support companies that are working on alternative proteins and cultured meat. So that's where Biletic Foods comes in. And the idea of Biletic Foods was born a couple of years ago. But now 2021 is the year where we have been working full steam ahead on it. So I have fully transitioned to focusing my energy on Biletic Foods and the team is growing now and we're doing very exciting work. So Biletic Foods is not a cultured meat company, but it's rather a high performance protein company. A little bit of background for it. It's not really a question that plant source proteins offer environmental benefits. However, plant-based proteins have less of an anabolic effect than animal proteins due to their lower digestibility. And also they have a lower essential amino acid content, or a deficiency in essential amino acids, which is very important when it comes to protein. Athletes are really a group of people who oftentimes need to rely on animal protein in order to be really at their best and perform at their best. So with Biletic Foods, we're developing proteins that are designed and engineered for high performance from start to finish without needing to make a choice between plant-based sources that are not ideal for muscle protein synthesis or animal proteins that come with a long list of other issues. So yeah, that's what we've been working on. And the idea also came from when I was still doing research in a university back in Germany. I was working on optical clearing techniques for skeletal muscle tissue from multiphoton microscopy. And so from all my years looking at muscle tissue and thinking about cultured meat, I come to realize that if you look at the composition of meat, which is mostly the muscle tissue of an animal, right, you'll notice that it's roughly 75% water, 20% protein, and about 5% fat. And if you look at those components more closely, you'll notice that the largest part of meat is literally just water. And then there's the protein, which is really what it's all about. So that's what we're working on, and that's what we're focusing on with Biletic Foods. We're creating pure, complete protein that is produced through a very scalable fermentation process. The technologies that we're working with and that we're using is a proven technology that is already being used for other products efficiently. So we're taking this existing technology and modifying it to the next level to produce performance protein in an efficient way without any compromises to our nutrition or to our planet. And one huge benefit of our approach is that the production process does not require the animal itself at all. So we don't even need to go ever to an animal to get a biopsy or anything. And therefore, it's very sustainable, it's ethical, and the negative side effects of meat consumption are completely eliminated. But you're still getting that nutritional profile of animal-based protein.
I always hear this example of 10 calories in, 1 calorie out. And when it comes to feeding the global population or being able to have, you know, larger amounts of food for more people, sure, 10 calories in, 1 calorie out does not seem efficient. It's not efficient if you're just counting calories. But when it comes to however many grams of raw materials, whether it's carbohydrates or sugars or whatever you're talking about, then leading to the ultimate output of, for example, animal feed going into a chicken producing this lean muscle, this lean protein, it always, from a protein development standpoint, it ended up on the other side, 10 calories in, 1 calorie out. You get 1 calorie of this highly efficient animal protein with full amino acids. That to me is actually why cell cultured meat is such an enticing thing, because you can do that without animal agriculture. And I think the idea for me is that, sure, it's 10 calories in, 1 calorie out. It's not just about raw calories. It's more about what kind of output you have. And that animal protein can be this very highly efficient output. But if you can achieve that without using animal agriculture, I think that's the holy grail. And so what Biletic Foods is doing, if I'm understanding this correctly, and I'm always asking you this question and really asking you about protein in general, but this protein will be an animal protein, but just derived without animal agriculture. It's not by way of cell culture, like cell cultured meat, but it will give you that highly efficient output. Is that right?
That's correct.
Great. And there was something else that you mentioned about essential amino acids. And so for those of us that are listening that don't have nutrition or science background, can you explain why essential amino acids are important and maybe what an essential amino acid is?
So pretty much if you look at the structure of protein, it's a long chain of amino acids, right? So acids are the building blocks of protein. Most of the amino acids our body is capable of producing actually itself, but there are some amino acids that our body cannot produce by itself. So that means we need to get them through our food. So we need to eat those essential amino acids. If you think about if it's going to be like a Lego, if you're building Lego and your body is capable to produce red Lego and blue Lego and yellow Lego, but not green Lego. You would have to eat the green Lego if you wanted to build a really colorful house that has red, blue, yellow, and green. So that's what it's like. If you want to create protein, and your body needs protein for pretty much everything, because that's what our bodies are really based on, you do need to consume essential amino acids because your body cannot create them itself. And that's why if you're on a plant-based diet, oftentimes you have to make sure that you get different kind of sources of protein, because a lot of plant-based proteins are missing some essential amino acids. But if you combine a large variety of different plant-based proteins, you could be making sure that you get all the essential amino acids. So if you eat beans and rice, for example, you can cover a lot of it. But it's really hard to have like one plant-based source that has all essential amino acids and also the right quantities, because you don't only want a little bit, you want the exact amount of quantities that are good for you and that will really help your body to restore your protein, right? If you're creating muscle mass and you need to heal, you need to be able to give all the building blocks that your body really needs to do those.
I will say that is the best explain it like I'm five answer. We always try to have those types of answers on the show. That is the best kind of explain it like I'm five answer I have ever heard. What better way than to use Legos? Okay, great. So we have a lot of creative names in the industry, and people always like to hear that backstory of where does the name come from? And so why call it Biletic Foods?
And that's a question we actually get quite a bit from our partners. And so it's spelled Biletic like ballet, and ballet is an art performed using precise and highly formalized steps. And at Biletic Foods, we use precise and highly formalized steps to perform our research. Also, ballet requires high precision and focus, and that's what we're applying at Biletic Foods, precision and focus to the next generation of foods. And ballet is also characterized by light, graceful, and fluid movements. Our technologies allow us to fine-tune every single molecule in our products to perfection.
To try to envision what some of the initial products will look like, what kind of form or format will it come in? And for those alternative protein companies, whether it's plant-based or cell-based, how can those companies integrate or use Biletic Foods products?
So the first products will be an ingredient. So we're creating a protein isolate that can be used as an ingredient for a large variety of applications and products. There's no limit on where it could be used in. And as I mentioned, we are focusing on the sports nutrition market because athletes are one of those groups that are always concerned about their protein intake. And really, that's where we want to enter the market. But beyond that, there's really a lot of opportunities also for plant-based products and also cultured meat products, because a lot of times I think cultured meat products might not, when they're initially coming to the market, they might not be 100% the animal protein. They might be still hybrid products where you have maybe a small percentage of actual cultured meat mixed with some plant-based portion as well. Oftentimes on products we see that sometimes it says like 10 grams of protein per serving, but 10 grams of protein is not always the same 10 grams of protein. And as I explained earlier, if you, for example, if you're on a plant-based diet, if you have 10 grams of plant-based protein, that's very different from a nutritional aspect to compared to 10 grams of animal-based protein. So there's really a lot of opportunity to add additional protein, especially complete protein, to both plant-based and cultured meat products, because you really, from a nutritional aspect, you do want to achieve the same goals or even better goals than a traditional animal-based product would have. So our product can be used as an ingredient to get that protein count up for any product. And as I mentioned, we are focusing on the sports nutrition market first, but we are also looking into different industries. So one industry that we're also currently looking at is food for elderly, as it is important for our quality of life to maintain skeletal muscle mass during aging. And when we grow older, what happens is we develop a resistance to stimulation of muscle protein synthesis following meal intake. So when you're eating and you're older, your body doesn't utilize all the protein that you're actually eating to create muscle. That's why a lot of times older people are losing muscle mass. And over a longer period of time, this will lead to a reduction in skeletal muscle mass and increases, therefore, the risk of falls and the loss of independence, and overall can reduce the quality of life. So we are looking to also develop products for that category because it is important to optimize protein intake in elderly, both by increasing the protein quantity and also improving the protein quality to overcome this issue of reduced muscle anabolic response to food. And if you look at the science, there are a lot of studies that support that animal proteins have a greater ability to enhance muscle protein synthesis rates and support muscle mass than plant-based proteins. However, older people also generally, even if they're not vegan or anything, if they like to eat meat, they eat less animal products due to numerous reasons, such as chewing efficiency and less appetite for protein-rich foods. So therefore, it's necessary to develop foods adapted for older people's needs that don't come with the risk of either completely plant-based diets or animal-based foods that have a lot of other issues when it comes to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and so on.
We talk about alternative protein, you and I, quite a bit, and that is actually fascinating to think about. Specifically, Silicon Valley is very interested in longevity and aging and that kind of thing. So I am interested to see new and future foods come out that do assist with that kind of thing. So tell us about where Biletic Foods is located and where the company is at from a growth standpoint.
So our team is currently based in Davis, California. We're about an hour out of San Francisco, and there's a great talent pool coming out of UC Davis. And the area here is really a hub for agriculture. It always has been since many years. And it is also becoming a hub for cellular agriculture as well. There are many startups that moved out here. And also, as you heard a couple episodes ago, Paul Shapiro's Better Meat Co. is just a couple minutes from here. So this is a great place to be.
Great. And I think Turtle Tree Labs is also in the area as well. So it definitely seems like cellular agriculture is popping up, not only here, but in other parts of the U.S. as well. Shout out to Raleigh, Durham. And we really can't wait to visit because we do hear there's a lot going on out there as well. With that being said, you can learn more about Anita on LinkedIn and more about Biletic Foods at www.biletic.com. Anita, do you have any last insights for our listeners?
It was great to finally be a guest on our podcast. And I'm just going to say that our team at Biletic Foods is growing right now and we're hiring. If you're interested in joining an ambitious team of scientists and entrepreneurs, feel free to check out our website. We have a couple of career postings up. And if there's anything else that might not be listed there, feel free to always reach out. We're interested to chat with anyone who's interested to getting into the field. And yeah, I hope to see some of our listeners at the Cultured Meat Symposium later this year in October in San Francisco.
Anita, thanks so much for being a guest on the show, being part of the show, co-hosting some episodes. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Alex.
This is your host, Alex, and we look forward to being with you on our next episode.
This program was produced by H Media. We'll see you soon.